Now this dam consists of what? Exclusive concentration of consciousness. Our concentration is exclusively concentrated upon this way. If you look at your whole life, you will find your whole concentration is moving forward. All that is around you. You look at your senses. All the senses open outwards. Your eyes open outwards. Your ears are open to the sounds coming from outside. They open outwards. The touches are all coming from outside. You feel the sense of touch only when it comes from outside. It tends to touch things from outside. And since we are bound by these senses, we are all open outward. Because we are open outward, this blockade is created. You are outward, therefore over here, there is no consciousness at all this way. So when consciousness is absent, again and again and again, a blockade is created. Therefore, instead of moving this way outward, move inward. This is all the meaning of meditation. Instead of moving outward, you withdraw and go inward. And if you do it repeatedly, on and on and on, then this dam will be broken. And once you enter here, you will see a beautiful palace of the Divine. You don't need to create a palace of the Divine, that is already here. You don't need to fabricate anything. It's already here. Only you have to turn your gaze from here to here. All yoga is turning inward. It is to stop our exclusive concentration of consciousness outward by an opposite movement in which you turn inward. All yoga implies inwardization. Turn inward. Move inward. When you close your eyes and sit for meditation, unless you strive to break this, which keeps you always outward, when you sit down for meditation, a slight sound coming from outside, immediately you are drawn outside. Very little time is available to us in our life when we can sit down really quietly and move inward. This is the entire science of yoga. All the time we are living outward, yoga means shifting from attention outward to attention inward. And then again coming back outward. Once you have gone here, very often the tendency is to go outward, inward, and remain there. Then life is rejected. All the movement here is thrown out. It's another kind of ignorance. This is one kind of ignorance, this is another kind of ignorance. That is why the Isha-Upanishad says that this is a movement of ignorance and this is a movement of knowledge. But if that movement of knowledge is only here, then that is also a darkness, because then you lose the whole outer world. you break the dam, break the boundary, enter here, contact the divine, and then come back again, but with the cancellation of the ego. That's the only way of cancelling it. You can't cancel ego merely by thinking out that I am not doer. I am not ego. It's simply by saying it doesn't destroy itself. It goes on like a button on the sea, constantly going on and on. It can't be destroyed. If you want to destroy it, you have got to go here, realize it. The moment you realize it, this goes away. And then you can come back here without this, then you become a center, but a divine center. The divine himself then moves, and without any resistance, his power is not at all diminished, no dilution. It moves omnipotently. The same force of the divine powerfully is transmitted through the center that we are, truly. We are not the ego. There is a center which is called Jivatma. That is the real individual. That center is the divine himself. It's a fine partial manifestation of the divine himself. When this happens, there is no personal effort at all. Because all the force comes from here. And you know this all force comes here. We are only the instrument here. An instrument which is completely in the hands of the divine. We had once spoken of the analogy of the bow. Take a bow. How does a bow work? Bow can't work by itself. You need an archer. Archer takes the bow in the hand, takes an arrow, fixes the arrow himself. Bow itself can't fix itself. The arrow is fixed by the archer. Where the arrow is to be shot is decided by the archer. It uses the bow only to fix it and to shoot at the target. And that is all. Such is the real condition of our true being. The Jivatman is of this nature. It's a bow in the hands of the divine, always. But because of this blockade, this ego is created, it diminishes the force which is coming from here. And then when that force is pushing forward, you feel I am making an effort. That is all the meaning of personal effort. The ego stops the force, but the force pushes it. This pushing is recognized by ego as its effort, because it is passing through it. It is exactly like the cart and the dog moving under the moving cart. The dog feels that the cart is moving because of its moving under it. But actually the cart moves on its own.